Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Fadl al-Siwaki wa Khisal al-Fitrati. The chapter on the virtue of the miswak and the qualities of fitra. Fitra is natural disposition. So miswak, we know miswak refers to a twig or something similar to a twig which is rubbed on the teeth and it dispels odor, it dispels plaque, and it has this quality in it that it causes the mouth to be fresh, it causes the mouth to feel nice. And also the greatest thing of the using the miswak, the greatest thing, that it was a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one is causing a person to feel nice by using a miswak, causing the mouth to become fresh. But the thing that we keep in mind, that this was a mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we explain that natural fitra, natural disposition. What is this natural disposition? It refers to the long-standing sunnah chosen by the Anbiya alayhi musallam and which conformed to all the previous divine religions. All the previous divine religions, that quality that the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam had, it conformed. All the religions conformed with those qualities of the Anbiya alayhi musallam that is known as fitra, natural disposition. One of them is this miswak, using of the miswak, something that we take so lightly today. We overlook it. A man that has got love and true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he hears the benefits of the miswak, he hears the hadith with regards to the miswak, the emphasis that is given with regards to the miswak, and this person won't take it lightly. I've seen some of our akabir buzrugs that even when they're traveling, they'll keep the miswak near them. And if it's not physically on them, it will be in their hand luggage somewhere nearby. The moment they're going to go use the toilet to make wuzu, immediately they'll ask for the miswak. They won't, even on travel also, they won't leave out that miswak. This is a mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we claim to be the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should also love every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Miswak is something so easy to get. So easy to get. If we leave a few at home where we normally would make wuzu, where we normally keep it near the bathroom or wherever we would brush our teeth, etc., keep the miswak there also, so that we can make miswak regularly and we can follow the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, lawla an ashukka ala ummati wa qala ala nasi la amartuhum bis siwaki ma'a kulli salatin muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it was not out of fear of overburdening my ummah or overburdening the people, I would have ordered them to use the miswak for every salah. La amartuhum bis siwak. I would have ordered them. Now, if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ordered us, then it would have become compulsory for us to use that miswak, because now this has become an order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But out of love and out of mercy for us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not order the use. So what he tells us, he would have loved that we use the miswak, but because of the fact that if he had ordered it and we didn't use the miswak, now his ummah would have become sinful out of neglect of an order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of love and out of muhabbat for us, he didn't order it. Otherwise he would have wanted to order it. In other words, he would have wanted it to be part and parcel of a person, of the commands that a person has to fulfill, without which a person would be a sinner, a person would be sinful. In one hadith it comes that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the narrator of the hadith, that a salah performed after using the miswak is 70 times superior to the salah performed without miswak. Imagine, this is such a important sunnah, that the same salah we are reading, same fajr salah, if we had used the miswak and come for fajr salah, that salah is multiplied 70 times more, versus that salah that we read, that same fajr salah, but we didn't use the miswak. So 70 times reward just for using the miswak. Ulama explained why. Why is it such that one action and the reward is increased 70 times? It is because a person is giving extra importance to that salah. So Allah is giving extra importance to the reward. What was the extra importance he gave to the salah? He applied the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the salah. He showed that extra importance. So Allah gave the extra reward. So therefore it's not a small thing, person using the miswak. And as I mentioned, if we keep it in a place where we normally would make wuzu, then automatically we'll make miswak at the time of وضوء. عن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام من النوم يشو صفاه بالسواك. متفق عليه. حضرت حذيفة رضي الله عنه narrates that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to wake up for the night salah, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he would wake up at night for his tahajjud salah, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would clean his mouth with miswak. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would start the day with miswak. Surprising that only now you'll find the dentists are saying how important it is that when a person wakes up he must brush his teeth, must take care of oral hygiene, mouth must be kept clean. All this we have been taught in our deen. To such an extent we'll see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also brush his tongue. Now dentists also say that a person brushing his tongue has great medical benefits, cleaning whatever dirt and whatever bacteria and whatever infections or whatever it may be that's on the tongue. So a person is taking the brush and he's brushing his tongue, he's cleaning the tongue. But this was something that was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the morning when he would make miswak, he would put that miswak so deep in cleaning the tongue that that sound, that sound that would come out because of that miswak going so deep in his throat to clean the tongue. This was taught to us by Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, كنا نعد لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سواكه وطهوره فيبعثه الله ما شاء أن يبعثه من الليل فيتسوك ويتوضأ ويصلي. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that we used to prepare for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم his miswak and his wudu water, and Allah Ta'ala would make him wake up at whatever time of the night he will. Whatever time Allah Ta'ala wanted to wake up Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he woke Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time for the night salah. He would then use the miswak, perform wudu and perform salah. So here we see that even the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mothers, that they understood the wishes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they acted to please him. So they knew that he loved to use the miswak, especially when waking up he would make it a point of using the miswak. They would prepare it in advance and leave it there for him. As we go on, we'll see the different occasions wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use the miswak. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One is we listen and we hear that this was a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other is immediately we put it in our lives and make it part and parcel of our lives. Muhaddithin, you find that when they would come across a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately they would try to practice upon it. That it should, my life shouldn't pass that I'm not practicing on one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if, for example, if they read a dua, then all the, immediately if that hadith was to do with a dua, they'll tell the satis, the people, let's read this dua all at once. So at least when we pass this hadith, we also read this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we got the barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a great act, a great sunnah like miswak. Today is a Mubarak day, day of Friday. Let us make niyat inshallah. This will be part and parcel of our lives. This miswak, using the miswak, it will be part and parcel of our lives. One of the benefits, there are many, many benefits of miswak, but just one of the benefits, ulama explain, is Allah Ta'ala gives a person tawfiq of reading kalima at the time of death. That person who was regular in using miswak, Allah will give him the tawfiq of reading kalima before passing away. It's not a small thing, it's a very, very great ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. Mentally prepare from now, already start preparing from now, then it will become early, it will become easy for us to come early for Jumu'ah Salah. Take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah and engage in dua. And throughout the day, keep reading Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the race, so to speak, of the pious people. Who can send more Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We shouldn't forget to recite Suratul Kahf and encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.